I've had several experiences with UFOs, sightings, and four possible abductions. I would like to ask your guest, has he ever done any, or his organization ever done any research on people that claim to be abductees, their brain patterns being different from other people that have never been abducted? I've been told by Stanton Friedman and Pete Davenport, several other MUFON researchers, that the abductees seem to be operating, or people that see UFOs tend to have they operate on a different frequency, so to speak.
All right, that's a very reasonable question, because it has a scientific basis if it's true. Any difference in recorded brain patterns from abductees to non?
I do know of a confidential study that's underway right now with MRI that is looking at exactly that question.
Oh, confidential, is it?
It is, unfortunately, confidential because of the location of where it's happening. But it is. If anybody wants to contact me offline, I can give them some information about it. But it is looking exactly at brain patterns in people who are reporting abductions versus people who are not, and looking at those brain patterns and under a variety of circumstances.
Oh, that's
to
fascinating.
See if there's any differences.
Okay, East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Colm Kelleher. Hello.
Hello, Art. Colm.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to make three little statements here about you, maybe the triangles being dirigibles. Now, I saw the Goodyear blimp before it was retired last year, and it had, you know, turbo fans or something on it, and you could hear it distinctly about 300 feet in the air. So if this big triangle is like three times that big, it'd have to have at least eight of these engines, okay? Now, as for going 100,000 feet in the air, the